Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. This week we've been talking about the subject of intimacy with God. So many Christians desire to have a close and intimate relationship with God, and yet when they try to spend time with the Lord alone or try to come into His presence in a worship atmosphere, perhaps in their church on Sunday or in a Bible study, they seem to have a block. There seems to be something that keeps them from experiencing the sense of the presence of God and the intimate fellowship that God longs for them to have. We've been covering the subject of hindrances to intimacy with God this week, and today I want to talk to you about two specific hindrances to intimacy with God. And the first one is the issue of a critical spirit. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 and 2, we find these powerful words of Jesus, who warned us, "Judge not, lest you be judged. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with the same measure you use, it will be measured back to you." And in the Amplified Translation, it says it this way: "Do not judge and criticize and condemn others, so that you may not be judged and criticized and condemned yourselves. For just as you judge and criticize and condemn others, you will be judged and criticized and condemned. And in accordance with the measure you use to deal out to others, it will be dealt out again to you." We live in a culture that seems to major in criticizing other people. It seems to be a favorite topic of the media, oftentimes in newspaper reports or even on the anchor news reports that we see on television. And yet God calls us to be a people who do not walk with a critical spirit, who do not operate with a critical spirit, who do not have a vocabulary that includes criticism, condemnation, and judgment. And it would make us very rare in our culture in the United States to be a person who is free from judgment and free from being critical of others. And yet it's the very thing Jesus calls us to. And let me say this also. I believe allowing a critical spirit in our lives is often an unrepented of sin in the life of the church. And I say that having observed many people who seem to have absolutely no problem criticizing the pastor, criticizing this minister or that ministry, and are so easily handing out critical comments to others in the body of Christ. And yet we have to understand that Jesus has called us to a life that is free from a critical spirit. Have you nurtured a spirit and a heart that desires to never be the judge of your brother or sister, or even the judge of other people in the world? That's the heartbeat God wants each of us to have. And I believe that because this sin is so often unrepented of, it ends up becoming a block between us and God when we try to fellowship with God, when we try to speak with the Lord, when we try to hear from God. In Isaiah chapter 59, we find this compelling word to us, and it says, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, nor his ear heavy that it cannot hear, but your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear." Now, this word was written to Israel many centuries ago, but it applies to us today as believers. God wants to hear our prayers. God longs to hear the cry of his people. But as that scripture said, your sin has separated you from God. Sin always brings separation from God. We live in a time, if we are born again Christians, when we can walk with unending fellowship with God. We see that when we do sin, that 1 John 1:9 gives us that glorious assurance that God will forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness if we confess our sins to Him. So we can live in nearly unbroken fellowship with God if we keep our conscience clear, confessing our sin to God and receiving His forgiveness immediately. And yet people in the church, people who are born-again believers who have a critical spirit or who indulge themselves in making critical comments about their boss, about their spouse, about their in-laws, about the teacher of their children's school, understand that God sees critical comments, judgments, condemnations, and words of this type to be sin in His eyes. And when we don't repent of a sin, this sin is creating a barrier between us and God. So if you have been having problems or feeling that there's some hindrance, when you come to pray, when you come to worship, when you come into the presence of God desiring just to hear His voice or to have fellowship with Him, and you seem like you're getting nowhere, perhaps this issue of having sinned in the area of having a critical spirit or allowing yourself to engage in critical comments or remarks is at the source or the root of the problem. If it is, then I encourage you, repent of it right now. Confess a critical spirit as sin. Confess to God making critical comments or having a condemning or critical attitude towards other people or a judgmental attitude towards your pastor, your minister, your fellow Christian, your boss, your supervisor, your coworker, whoever it may be that you have been critical and you may feel you absolutely deserve to make that assessment of their life. And yet the Lord gives us no allowance for that. He simply says, don't judge or you'll be judged. He simply says that with the same measure you measure it out to other people in criticism, you'll end up reaping the same thing. It's not God's heart for us, but that's His spiritual law. So I want to encourage you, perhaps a critical spirit or a judgmental attitude is at the root of the blockade between you and the Lord having that intimate fellowship you desire. Let God be the judge. He is the judge of all the earth. Allow Him to take care of the issues and say, Lord, I'm not going to judge them, help them, bless them, speak to them, but do not take upon yourself this false position of judge and critic. It is a barrier between you and God, and it's unrepented of sin if you do not bring it to the Lord and confess it to Him, and it will block your fellowship with God and your ability to hear God's voice. The second area that I want to bring to your attention that will be a hindrance to intimacy with the Lord is the issue of the root of bitterness. Bitterness is a plot or a strategy, a sin that Satan tries to bring and snare a person with, that will absolutely bring bondage into a person's life. But not only that, it brings that separation from God that as believers we never want to experience. God warns us against the snare of bitterness. In Hebrews 12, verse 15, we find the most well-known scripture on the subject, and the Amplified Translation says it this way, "Exercise foresight and be on the watch to look out for, to see that no one falls back from and fails to secure God's grace, in order that no root of resentment, rancor, bitterness, or hatred shoot forth and cause trouble and bitter torment, and that many become contaminated and defiled by it." This scripture tells us that we're to be on the lookout, we're to guard ourselves, we're to watch to make sure that we don't fail to secure God's grace that will help us so that we can avoid falling into the trap of bitterness or allowing that root of bitterness, as it's described here, from springing up in our lives. And it causes trouble, it causes torment, and it defiles other people. If you have a bitter spirit and you have children, that bitterness that you hold is absolutely contaminating to your children. Your children will grow up under that spirit of bitterness and develop a bitter spirit themselves. This is vital that you allow the Lord to pluck that root of bitterness out, and it will block your ability to have intimate fellowship with the Lord. It'll block your ability to worship. It'll block your ability to pray. It'll blockade your ability to hear from God. And in order to restore that free flow of intimate fellowship, we need to ask the Holy Spirit to shine His spotlight, His searchlight on our spirit, and see if we have a root of bitterness there. This root of bitterness needs to be confessed as sin. And how do you break free from the bondage of bitterness? First of all, we do exactly what the Lord tells us to do, and that is we must forgive. And this is the area when people feel that they've been wounded or hurt or wronged in some way, that unforgiveness will take root. And if it is not repented of and not cleansed out of the person's life, it will harden into this bondage of bitterness. And bitterness in itself is unfulfilled revenge, and it's murder begun in the heart. It grieves the Holy Spirit, and the Lord wants us to bring it to Him. And we can't deliver ourselves from bitterness, but God, who is able to do all things well, can deliver you from a spirit of bitterness, a root of bitterness. First of all, confess bitterness to God as sin. Recognize it for what it is. Secondly, ask the Lord to help you to forgive. Ask for His grace, He'll give it to you, to forgive the person who has hurt you. He will give it no matter how wounded you may feel. God can give you the grace to forgive. And remember, forgiveness is a decision of your will, not a feeling. When you decide you're going to obey the word of God and forgive, God will be right there to help you. And as you release that person to the Lord and release them from that sin and say, Lord, you deal with them. I release them. I forgive them. I don't hold them accountable for it anymore. I will not hold on to that unforgiveness. God's Spirit will meet you, and you will be able to receive the release you have longed for and needed. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.